每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安！欢迎收听中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
7月11日，真正的爱。你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样，这就是我的命令。人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个大的。约翰福音15章12到13节。世界上许多人对人类的贫穷和苦难漠不关心，这主要是因为很多人没有重生的经历，神的爱也从来没有浇灌在他们的心里。许多人谈论社会福音，好像它跟救赎福音是两回事，事实上只有一个福音。神的爱犹如反射的阳光，在散发光芒之前先照射下来，除非圣灵感动我们的心去接受并反映出神的怜悯和温暖，否则我们无法去爱身边的人。耶稣在一个朋友的坟墓前流泪，他为耶路撒冷哀哭，因为这个城市已经失去了对属灵事物的认知，他伟大的心胸完全了解他人的需求。为了强调人们彼此相爱是何等重要，他修订了一条旧约诫命：你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神，又要爱邻舍如同自己。路加福音10章27节。圣方济各在祷告时发现了快乐的秘诀：主啊，使我少为自己求，少求受安慰，但求安慰人；少求被了解，但求了解人；少求爱，但求全心付出爱。因为在舍去时，我们便有所得；在赦免时，我们便蒙赦免；在死亡时，我们便进入永恒。为自己哭泣是一种软弱，为他人流下爱的眼泪是力量的象征。如果我还不能为步入歧途者哀哭，还不能扶起跌倒失败者，我就不能算有体恤的心。只有当我学会了对别人的悲伤、痛苦和不幸感同身受，我才能明白什么是真正的快乐。让我们一起祷告。天父，我们为那些正在受苦的人祷告，就是那些我们知道正在受苦的人，祈求你怜悯他们，拯救他们，帮助他们。奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
您现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
July 11th, A Measure of Real Love. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lays down his life for his friends. John 15:12-13. 。Much of the world is callous and indifferent toward mankind's poverty and distress. This is due largely to the fact that for many people there has never been a rebirth. The love of God has never been shed abroad in their hearts. Many people speak of the social gospel as though it were separate and apart from the redemptive gospel. The truth is, there is only one gospel. Divine love, like a reflected sunbeam, shines down before it radiates out. Unless our hearts are conditioned by the Holy Spirit to receive and reflect the warmth of God's compassion, we cannot love our fellow man as we ought. Jesus wept tears of compassion at the graveside of a friend. He mourned over Jerusalem because, as a city, it had lost its appreciation of the things of the Spirit. His great heart was sensitive to the needs of others. To emphasize the importance of people's love for each other, he revised an old commandment to make it read, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and your neighbor as yourself." Luke 10:27. Saint Francis of Assisi had discovered the secret of happiness when he prayed, "O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. It is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Tears shed for self are tears of weakness, but tears of love shed for others are a sign of strength. I am not as sensitive as I ought to be until I am able to weep over the erring one and lift up the fallen. And until I have learned the value of compassionately sharing others' sorrow, distress, and misfortune, I cannot know real happiness." Let us pray. Father, we pray for those who are suffering, even people that we know who are suffering. We pray that you will have mercy on them and deliver them and help them. In Jesus' name, amen.